Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So I don't know how much of the show you got to hear. Did either of you happen to hear our opening segment?
I did not.
No, I did not hear it. That's early for me. I was still asleep.
I understand.
I was still asleep.
I could have made
it. I was not asleep.
I wake up at like 10:45.
You were what, on the fourth green, something like that?
No, I didn't play today, but I've been going since 6 this morning.
Okay. Emily is a fugitive from justice.
Oh, no. What did she do now?
She steals somebody's pillow?
Not that.
Okay.
Maybe, but she didn't tell me. She had her first ever interaction with law enforcement because of a traffic situation.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What happened, Ed?
Do you want me to tell the story?
Yeah. Sure.
All right. So, so I've never been pulled over before.
Ever?
No, wow. Never, ever.
Okay.
And so I go to get a coffee this morning, early in the morning. I turn left out of the drive-thru, and I'm approaching a four-way intersection,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in the right lane. And I see a cop car come out of a donut shop. No joke.
It was coming out of a donut shop. You make a cheap joke.
I'm just saying, it's actually
where
they are.
She's going to get pulled over again.
Yeah, they're coming after you now, the donut shop joke.
So I'm pulling up to the intersection where there's a couple stoplights, and then I see the police car behind me, and they just go bloop, and they put on the lights. And I was like, is that for me? I don't know. And so then I was like, I pulled into the gas station just in case it's for me. It was for me. And so I pull over. The guys come up to the window. I have my license and registration out. And they said, I'm pulling you over because your taillight's out. So it was just a warning. It was just,
right.
Go get your taillight fixed.
Not a big deal.
So not a big
deal.
Not a ticket. I was nervous, obviously.
I get nervous when I get pulled over.
Heart starts beating.
Only as I've gotten old and drive like an old person,
yeah.
Do I not sweat it when I see a police car pulling behind me. Because I know I'm not going too fast anymore.
Yeah, right.
Right? I drive pretty deliberately and pretty slowly. But everybody would get nervous when you see that. CHP or LAPD.
And then I get that question. Do you know how fast you were driving?
When was the last time you got stopped?
Let me see. It's been a few years.
Yeah.
It's been a few years, yeah. But you get that question. Do you know how fast you were driving? Yeah. You know what the correct answer is? I don't know. I was observing the flow of traffic, officer. That way you
can answer. That's an interesting answer.
Yeah. No, I
John,
learned,
when
did
the last time
way.
You got stopped?
Maybe a year ago, but I tell Mason these stories all the time, but I've talked my way out of 3 tickets in a row.
Tell me how.
Absolute.
Same way all 3 times?
Yep. Absolute kill the guy with kindness.
And say, I'm John Ireland. I'm the voice of the Lakers.
I've never said that.
Has anybody recognized you?
If they did, they didn't mention it. But here's what I do. The guy pulls me over and I go, and he says, do you know why I pulled you over? I go, man, I know I did something wrong and I'm really sorry. I know guys give you a hard time all day. What do you need from me? Here's my license. Here's my registration. And I'm really sorry for causing you this hassle. And he'll go, I'll be right back. And he'll go back and check to make sure that I'm not wanted in 7 states. And he'll come back and he'll go, I appreciate being nice. I'm going to let you off the warning, but slow down.
3 for 3.
Well,
three
no, three. I've gotten tickets in the past, but,
yeah.
But the last 3 I've talked my way out
and
of.
They're all for speeding?
One was I rolled a stop sign. One was I was talking on my phone.
Okay.
Oh.
And one was speeding.
They pulled you over for talking on your phone?
Yeah, because what? I drove right by the guy.
But what made you, why don't you just talk on your phone?
I was doing a radio show.
Oh, got it.
They asked me to get off the speaker.
To get off the speakerphone, yeah.
And I thought I was going to be home in time, but I wasn't. And so I just did it. And but by the way, I was on the air when that happened. And I go, guys,
talker.
I just got pulled over.
Do you remember who you were on with?
I think I was on with Scott Hastings in Denver.
Okay.
Because I go on his show a lot during the playoffs every year. And they go, really? Put the cop on. I go, well, he's about to walk up here. Hold on a second. I go, I'm doing a radio show. I'm going to hang up now. Say hello to Scott. And he goes, hey, Scott. Yeah. I hung up. And then I just killed him with
kindness. Mace, you strike me as you're going to try to negotiate your way out of this.
Oh, I don't think so. I think you would just take it.
Yeah,
I think I just take it.
Yeah,
but I'm super nice. I'm super respectful. I mean, it's not like I'm damn it, officer.
No, not combative, but right. Hey, is there any way that you can let me slide kind of thing?
I will not openly say that because I think the moment you ask, can I slide, you're done. I think you've just got Ireland, you know, you just be, I'm so sorry I caused you any trouble, officer.
Yeah.
I so like that
I'm
line.
I'm done with the negotiating.
Like you just get pulled over, you sign it and get on your way?
Just like what you just did,
yeah.
That is, like I need a script for that to read because that's a pretty damn good setup there. You know, you ever see those telemarketers? They have like a script.
Right. 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 I was a
they know exactly what to say.
That was the worst job ever.
I got pulled over about a year ago and I just... Like, I was already guilty. I didn't know. I'm going over 80, right? Here's my license.
If you're guilty, you know it.
All I say is I'm sorry, and that's it.
Just say, don't take me to the can. I don't want to go to the can on this charge. I don't know
if this works here. I have not gotten stopped for speeding in a very, very long time. But I had a buddy who was a Houston PD, HPD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said that the get-out-of-jail-free card for him when he would stop somebody for a traffic thing was if the driver said, listen, I have diarrhea. I'm about to have an accident. I'm trying to get home as quickly as I can. Hey,
and it's good.
Interesting play. And
it's always, go ahead.
Just be
careful. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the other thing is, my wife's having a baby at the hospital, and I'm trying to get there in time for the birth. And my dad did that once, and the guy drove him to the hospital.
Now you got to go to the hospital.
My dad ran inside.
I bet he did.
A cup of coffee came back out.
Anybody here ever do time?
No, I've done
a couple hours one night.
Did you really?
Yeah. A friend of mine got pulled over for DUI.
Yep.
I was a passenger in the car.
Yep.
And the guy goes, I'm taking your friend in. Do you want to go with him or do you want to go? I go, I better go with him.
Mm. Yeah.
And they put you in the cell?
For like an hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
And
John
they,
has a record.
They let me go.
Yeah, that's good.
They never
have
booked
you,
me.
Mace?
Never asked me for anything.
I got thrown in jail one time for very, again, like Ireland, briefly. For busting onto the field at the Horseshoe in Columbus the night before the Ohio State Michigan game.
That's a good
and
one.
Doing a pickup football game on the field.
So like trespassing?
It was trespassing, yeah. And you were on the field the night before. So it was no big deal. But Cody, you look like a guy who's done time.
6 years. Cody was in the slammer for six years.
How long were you in?
I've been to juvie before.
Yeah. I don't think
Cody would last super long on the inside.
Me and Chuck, we've been in some trouble before.
You and Chuck. Chuck the Python, yeah.
Looks like a slammer guy.
Did you guys see your boy Bergman last night?
Yeah, I saw him.
How about that?
Well, he showed. I didn't make it to the end of the game, so I didn't
see
him cutting down to the dugout club.
No.
Do we know what the circumstances were? Did somebody give him those seats, or did they sneak in?
I'm not entirely sure.
Cappy was there, so that explains everything.
Cappy knew somebody who had those tickets, so they got him later in the game.
Yeah, it was somebody from Yamava, apparently. We didn't go full story from Bergman, but Cappy, of course, working
angle. I've had one courtside experience in my life, and it was UCSB against Cal Poly.
Right.
And so that's as close as I've ever
been. Have you ever been in the dugout club?
Never.
Oh, you really?
It's unbelievable.
It's really unbelievable.
You would kill it there because it's all you can eat, and the food's great.
The food is excellent.
Incredible food.
Yeah. No, it's like
prime rib, everything you could think of.
Lobster, shrimp, it's everything.
How has this eluded me my
entire life? The dessert tray is amazing.
And you get great seats.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
The game becomes secondary.
It's pretty. One time Mason and I were working, we were doing our show from Summer League.
Okay.
Oh, that's
in
right.
Warren, yeah, in Vegas. And Warren Legarry says, what comes by? We put Warren on the air because it was his league. And he said, what time are you guys off? And we said, 4 or 5, whatever time we're off. He goes, 5 o'clock game, take these seats. And he gives us these seats.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was for Porzingis.
Right. It was the first time Chris Stapps Porzingis playing a Summer League game. And Mason and I looked at him and
basket.
Went, right, and looked at him and went, he's 7'3" and has handle and shoots threes.
Yeah, we were like,
he was going to be Wemby, and he couldn't stay healthy.
Wemby's got what, 3 inches on the guy?
Yeah, he makes him.
Well, Wemby's 7'5" and Porzingis is 7'3".
Wow!
But Porzingis in person is freakishly long. I mean, like, stands up and his arms just naturally drop to his knees.
Have you ever sat courtside at a Laker game?
Never.
No.
Well, you're pretty close. You've been close. In those second row seats.
I've had those second row ones, right, where you and I sat together.
One time Mason was there, and he was right behind Britney Spears. And so
I was there with you. That was the night I was there with you. It was you, me, and Momo. We were all sitting 1, 2, 3.
Well, no, but in the picture I'm thinking about, you were with Wilbon.
Yeah,
and you
Wilbon.
Were Mason. Oh, Mason had taken a wide stance.
Yeah, the seat.
And Wilbon was scrunched in like a sardine.
That's great.
Like somewhere, if you could find it, it's. And we actually ended up calling Wilbon and getting him on the show. And Mason wanted to apologize.
He says he never noticed.
Yes, Mason took the tech. He goes, I want to apologize for squeezing you in like that. I had no idea. And Wilbon said, you know what? I had no idea either. And we sent the picture to him, and he goes, I know I look incredibly uncomfortable. I have no recollection of this.
Mason was on a couch at home.
That's like definitely this. Me. And I'm assuming that's definitely you. And everything you're saying is apparently true.
There it is.
But I don't remember it. But Trav, describe that. Describe that picture.
So it's Jalen Rose, Paul Pierce, Maria Taylor, Wilbon, and Mace. These are the people that are in the picture.
How is Mace sitting compared to Wilbon?
So Wilbon's knees, the inside of his knees, are touching
each other.
Yeah.
And Mace is basically knees about 3 feet apart his hands.
It's the second time in 2 days this has come up. You're like that senator. You like a wide stance.
Wide stancing Wilbon. Right out of his seat.
Yeah. But yeah. To Wilbon's credit, Mason, like, as soon as Mason saw the picture, he was horrified. So we called Wilbon under the auspice of apologizing. And Mason tried to apologize, and he wasn't having it.
I didn't even notice it.
This is why this is not on you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to make the case for Steve Mason.
Okay.
Steve Mason, Jalen Rose, Paul Pierce, and Maria Taylor all have their hands resting between their knees comfortably. Mike Wilbon is the only one with his knees together with his hands kind of pressed up against
his chest.
Yeah,
because Mace took all the room.
You know what he's saying? No, Mason boxed him out.
No, because Jalen is boxing him out more than Mace is.
Yeah, but Jalen Rose is 6'7", 6'8".
By the way, I'll tweet this out, but it looks a little bit like Wilbon is like Homer Simpson in that one where he's disappearing into
the bush, in the hedge. Yeah.
In the hedge.
Yeah.
Hey, so, I told you guys Jamal Murray wouldn't get suspended. Why didn't you believe me?
You were right.
I thought he would go.
I thought he would
get a game. I thought he'd get a game.
I thought it was the wrong decision.
Of course it's the wrong decision. But the NBA is not going to kneecap itself.
Probably
why,
not.
Why would they kneecap themselves?
I really think that was the line that you can't go past.
Yeah, the next
guy.
The next guy that throws something on the court, he knows
clearly it depends on who it is.
So, heating pad is fair game.
Heating pad, you can throw.
Fair
by
game.
By the way, what's the precedent here? Anybody can throw anything on the court and know they've got to give their first.
If Draymond Green throws that, if Rasheed Wallace throws that, if Dennis Rodman throws that, they get suspended. But because Jamal Murray is a...
So AD throws it.
He does not have
smart.
A previous offense.
Right. I have two thoughts on this. The first thing you guys need to understand is Adam Silver is almost the opposite of David Stern when it comes to punishment. Adam Silver is a player's commissioner. If he can side with the player, he will. Hmm. All right? Every time. I mean, go back and look at his history. He hesitates to suspend people. David Stern once suspended Kobe. On his one night, he was going to be in Madison Square Garden that year, and he had broke the scoring record the year before. He had his 61 points the year before. Next, remember there was a thing, it was like, they called it the Reggie Miller rule, where guys would take a jumper and kick their feet out to try and draw a foul.
Yep.
So the NBA said, if you do that,
you get suspended.
The first time it's a technical, the second time you're suspended. So Kobe kept doing it. He didn't think they would call it. Hmm. And sure enough, he did it a second time the night before we were going to go play in New York, and David Stern suspended him. Adam Silver would not have suspended Kobe. He would have looked at the big picture and said, sold out, national TV, all my sponsors are going to be there. Put it this way. If Patrick Mahomes would have got frustrated during a playoff game and thrown a heating pad at a referee but didn't hit him, but threw it at him, clearly, you guys really think Roger Goodell is taking Patrick Mahomes off the field the next game? No way in hell.
But here's the reason that's a big mistake. Patrick Mahomes aside, the reason it's a big mistake is when somebody else. First of all, this is not a lot of money for Jamal Murray.
It's nothing.
Right. He makes
the math.
$30 million plus.
Yeah,
doesn't
he makes
$50.
He makes $400,000 a game, so he misses basically the first quarter salary. So it's a meaningless penalty. Absolutely meaningless. And I think the NBA, I think Silver has set a very, very bad precedent, because the next time he tries to suspend somebody, somebody's going to say, hey, wait a minute, what about Jamal Murray? Look what he did. He didn't get a suspension. I mean, I think that they're opening the door to this. This is why I think it's a terrible mistake for Adam Silver in the NBA.
You're using logic where logic doesn't apply. Right. In other words,
it's not linear. It's not,
and it's not the same punishment for every player. If it was a backup player, if it was Peyton Watson who would have thrown that heating pad, they would have suspended him.
Yeah, it's who it is. It's what is your, you know, to use a bad phrase, your criminal record leading up to it. Like,
right.
What's your first offense?
Sure, sure.
It's not. You get a certain. If you're a star player, you get it a little bit differently. All of that understood. I still thought they might do it. Yeah. I'm not surprised that they didn't, but I thought that they might, simply because
you were
bad aim away from, I know this is an aggressive word, from assaulting a referee.
Yeah.
You Trav, just you had bad aim.
Or for tripping up Karl Anthony Towns.
You know when I knew they wouldn't? When Joel Embiid tackled a guy, like a football tackle in the first round of the playoffs, and they didn't suspend him.
Is it different because it was a referee?
No, it's different. No. Yeah, something but you know something was different? On the court. Something was getting thrown
you
on the court.
What would have been different? If
you
would have hit him.
Then
you have no wiggle room.
You have no choice at that point. But he's by the good luck of bad aim, he gets to play.
And the fact that a towel isn't very aerodynamic.
Yeah, I was going to say, it opened up a little parachute effect.
But you can definitely wing a heating pad.
Well, nice. It's like a Frisbee.
Exactly. You get a good wrist snap, right.
It'll fly as far as you want it. Super Crosstalk's brought to you by In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Good afternoon.
So,
good afternoon.
I don't know, what was he getting at? So, I was on that Rams affiliate call. We had all the Rams network affiliates on, and got to do a little spiel about the Rams and how excited I am for this year. I am very excited for this year.
I think it's going to be a great year. Can you do the spiel?
The entire spiel?
Yeah, maybe like a portion of it. What do you say? The 30-second.
Oh, the 30-second, 5,000-foot view, something like that? Yeah. I'm happy with their draft. I think Jared Verse is going to be great. They have to replace Aaron Donald. Here's what came out of this more than anything. So J.B. Long, voice of the Rams, said this about Aaron Donald. He's on hiatus.
Well, Les Snead said something similar last week.
Right.
He said he thinks he's retired.
Yep.
But he hasn't ruled it out.
Yep.
That he could call them, particularly if they have injuries.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, remember Eric Weddle?
Sure, Eric Weddle got off the couch.
Junior Seau got off the couch.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It's possible.
Absolutely could happen.
He went on to Chris Long's podcast earlier this year and said, you know, I'll see how I feel when it gets to that time. I don't know how I'll feel.
There you go. So maybe.
All right. So, Bergman.
Yeah.
How did you end up right behind home plate at that game? Were you there for the whole game?
No. Did you sneak down?
Did somebody give you tickets? What were the circumstances?
So Cappy and I got credentials to go to the game.
Right.
And so we did the credential thing. We went to the media room and hung out in there for a little bit.
Right.
We spent time with Jim Hill.
Of course.
Then we went down to the
it's
field.
It's a prerequisite if you attended on a media credential.
You have to. So we went down to go get some food around the field level, and we were just walking around, went the whole lap around it, and we were walking by the Yamava dugout club.
Right, which is awesome.
And Cappy, who just happens to know everybody, knew somebody. Maybe it was somebody. I think it was somebody from Yamava. Brought us down to the dugout club.
Wow.
And then just got seats into the in the spot.
Fancy.
The bottom of the eighth, and we saw the bottom of the eighth and the top of the ninth. Bing bang boom. Right behind home
Bing,
plate.
Bing, bang, boom.
Bing, bang, boom.
That is a great place to watch a game.
It was awesome.
I've gotten to be there twice in the dugout club. It's super expensive. What's a dugout seat ticket like?
Well, it's pricey, and you get all the perks that go
you
with it.
You do get
it.
All the food
yeah, but
and all the
eats. It's basically like you're buying a suite.
Yeah, it's like yeah. I think it's like $1,500, $2,000, something like that. So you guys were styling.
Yeah,
a friend of mine,
big time.
Who I will not reveal his name because when I tell you the story, you'll see he's hugely embarrassed.
Okay.
So one time he has a connection to Bert Sugarman and Mary Hart.
Right.
And one time, those are the seats, Greg, that you were basically sitting in,
yeah,
right behind home
Mary's
plate.
Down there, yeah.
Mary Hart and Bert Sugarman. Bert's a longtime music entertainment producer, and Mary, of course, did Entertainment Tonight for 30 years. And they couldn't use their tickets one night, and they gave them to my friend.
Yep.
And my friend went by himself, and he had one extra ticket. So he tried to sell it.
Mm.
He put it on like whatever the
StubHub,
ticket exchange
Vivid Seats,
is,
whatever that
blah,
is.
Blah, blah,
yeah.
And it got red flagged because nobody ever tries to sell. If you have those seats, you use them. And they came down, asked him if he tried to sell it. He said yes. They kicked him out. He's never gone back.
Yeah.
To the dugout
wow.
club. He's been banned from the dugout
banned
club.
From the dugout. There's like a poster.
Yeah.
And if you see him enter.
Yep. Yep.
You call security. Yeah, I thought so. And Dodgers played well, looked great. I mean, they're absolutely rolling right now.
Yeah, they are.
13 out of their last 15.
Yeah.
They're tied 1-1 in the sixth. And you made a good point when we were sitting here. I just love the pitch clock. It's already the sixth inning. It's 1:30 in 5 minutes. This game started at noon.
Yeah,
it was
Bergman,
a 12:15 game.
You had a stat. Do you still have that?
I can
about
get it again.
The speed of games that the Dodgers,
yes.
the pace of game we've got right now?
Yeah, so that pace of game, it's, I need a couple more minutes. It's been four times in a row that the game has been under 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And it's the first time
that's
happened
since
like 1980.
There was one game this
year
that was under two. Yeah. Not a Dodger game, but a major league game
yeah,
under
I
two.
Think the fastest, I think 207 was the fastest Dodger game, which is amazing.
Yeah, here it is. So this is the first time the Dodgers have played four straight games of 225 or shorter since September 7th to 11th, 1984, which was also four. And the last four games for the Dodger game times have been 224, 207, 219, 211.
And
they put up runs, too, in those games.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason that's significant, too, Greg, is back in 1984, not every single game was on TV.
Nope.
Now it is, and they have, you know, like they have a certain amount of commercials they have to get in, and they're still getting it in under 224. Pitch clock is the smartest thing baseball's done in 20 years.
Oh.
It's just brilliant.
It's been a revolution. It really has.
And everybody was, I mean, Mace, you're kind of a traditionalist. You were saying, no, the great thing about baseball is they don't have a clock.
Yep.
They've won everybody over by the way they've handled this. And the next thing that's coming is the electronic strike zone, and I think that's going to be great.
I think it's going to be fantastic.
Baseball has made more significant positive changes to their sport than any major sport in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
They appointed Theo Epstein. They gave him a job for 2 years. They said, we want you to just do a deep research project about why our ratings are dropping.
Yep.
And he said, okay. And he went out and talked to thousands of people. And he said, not enough action, and it's too slow.
Was it door-to-door that he went?
No,
yeah, door-to-door.
He literally went to every park in the league, Greg.
Hi, it's Theo.
He went to every major league park and did it that way.
Yeah.
So Freddie Freeman double.
There he is, doing the Freddie Freeman.
Baseball, listen to, I mean, a lot of people ignore when you complain about their sport, they ignore it and just say, well, people are still showing
like
up.
Like the NBA and replay. They're just ignoring the huge problem at the end of games.
Right, but like if this were, baseball looked at this and said, okay, how can we speed the game up?
Right.
I wish
that's what the NBA needs to do.
I wish the
do.
NBA would do that,
yeah,
too.
They made absolutely. More action happen.
Right.
Like they made the bases
well,
bigger.
And Greg, that was about, Epstein said, people like it when there are more steals and hit and runs.
Yep.
They like action on the base path. Remember, Mesa's recently in 5 years ago, there were nobody was stealing.
Yeah, no. Not,
and now,
nobody's
and
stealing.
And now it's back. People, I think somebody had 60 steals last year.
Yep.
Ronald Acuna Jr.
Yeah.
Right now, Shohei has 9. Mookie has 8. So they're moving.
Yeah, that's part of your game
too.
If you're playing today.
So a friend of mine who works for the Dodgers,
yep,
told me that if the Dodgers had a race, like if you put everybody at first base,
right,
and told them to score and timed it, Shohei would win.
Well, by a mile.
Yeah.
He's not only the best hitter, maybe the best pitcher, he's the fastest guy on the team. He's just an absolute freak of nature.
Yeah, he's one of the fastest players in baseball.
Right.
It's amazing.
And you know, Greg, you know who they said would come in second?
Mookie?
Yeah. Yeah. That surprised me. I figured I figured there'd be, you know, somebody, some young 20-year-old that would be.
Oh, sure. Like an Outman or something like that.
Do you want to hear
By the way, did you see I put this in the notes? Are you still down on Gavin Lux?
Yeah, it was one game.
But no, he's hitting .375 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, that's my boy Gavin Lux. Yeah, Lux Island, welcome.
That's not one game. .375 with runners in scoring position.
He doesn't get a lot of opportunities, unfortunately. But either way, I'm very happy with that hit. It was a very smooth swing. It looked really nice.
Yep.
Hopefully this is the start of something. It has been 2 years. Hopefully it's the start. I'm just wary.
You're not won over yet.
No, I am not.
Okay. So I wanted to throw this out there.
Love it to happen, though.
We were talking about Shohei. I wanted to throw this out there. It's a stat thing. So he's got 26 extra base hits. That's two more than any other player in their first 36 games with the Dodgers. And only Knapp, LaJoy, and Joe DiMaggio have had more with any team in baseball. So 26 extra base hits. LaJoy had 28 in his first 36 games, DiMaggio 27, and Ohtani 26. He is just on an absolute tear. And by the way, Ohtani's OPS 1139, Mookie's OPS 1038. I mean, they are just like right there together. That is a 1-2 for the ages.
Yeah, this would be, I know the Dodgers have had some great teams, and what was it? Was it last year or 2 years ago when they won more than 110 games and lost?
Yep.
If they didn't make it to the World Series and probably win it this year, it would probably be the biggest disappointment in Dodger history.
So I'm looking at the game last night, and I said to Juan, and Juan hates the games. He's not a Dodger fan at all.
He just thinks they're boring.
Yeah. But I said to him, looking at that team, I will be shocked if they don't win the World Series.
Home run, Teoscar Hernandez.
There you go.
Two-run shot.
That's two RBIs for him today, right?
Three.
Three.
He has all three
RBIs.
Oh,
two-run shot, yeah. I will be shocked if they don't win the World Series.
Yeah, me too.
Bergman, will you be shocked if they don't win the World Series?
100%.
I think shocked might be too harsh of a word because you've pointed out on many occasions that the best team often doesn't win the World Series. Matter of fact, more often than not, the best team doesn't win the World Series. The playoffs are a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Once you get there, it's not the best team, it's the hot team.
Right.
If the World Series was today, I would put a lot of money on the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah, they're rolling.
You know, now, who knows?
Unfortunately for this team, that's not an excuse this year. To say that it's a crapshoot is not an excuse for this team. It is. You're
regardless,
right, it
is a crapshoot.
It absolutely is. But this team does not get to use that excuse.
I agree.
Absolutely not.
Dave Roberts doesn't get to use that excuse.
Andrew Freeman doesn't get to use that excuse. He has to...
Well, wait a minute.
What else could he have done?
He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, right? What else could Andrew Friedman have done?
If the Dodgers lost every game for the rest of this year, I still wouldn't fire Andrew Friedman.
No, that has nothing to do with firing Andrew Friedman. He doesn't have an excuse.
But you're saying he has to have accountability for this?
No, by firing Dave Roberts.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Andrew Friedman cannot leave or Shohei Ohtani leaves. It's in his contract.
Right. He put it in there. So that's right, really
right.
Smart.
Exactly. All right. Hey, I want to remind everybody the Waba Grill, Sedano and Cap 4 o'clock hour is today on 710. Waba Grill wants to help you make dinner time a little easier with their new Kids Eat Free program. You get a free chicken or tofu mini bowl with any purchase weekdays after 4 and all weekend long. Restrictions do apply. Waba Grill, eat smart, be healthy. Listen to the 6 p.m. hour on Fridays for the Waba Grill pop quiz and your chance to win Waba Grill for your entire family. Coming up next, LeBron has said a whole bunch of stuff on his podcast with JJ Redick. We'll bring you some of the good stuff coming up next. In the meantime, Mother's Day is Sunday. This Sunday, you want to take care of mom. I've already taken care of mom. She's already got them. Flowers from Books. You know, my mom is such a huge part of my life. And I wanted to make sure I took care of her. She's survived my dad passing away, has met not stepdad Leo, works at the John Glenn Middle School every day in Palm Desert. I mean, she's like She is just like Superwoman. And if your mom is the same, you want to take care of her with fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase right now, so you can send some too. Here's why I like the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers that are grown on the side of a volcano. Bouqs has got modern designs, unique flowers you won't find anywhere else. It's simple. I went online, picked the delivery date, bam, I'm done. Mother's Day, May the 12th, this Sunday. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. There is still time. Order your Bouqs right now, and with 25% off, you can send some Bouqs to your wife, to your grandmother, to your favorite aunt. Go to Bouqs.com, use promo code ESPN for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code ESPN. Bouqs, promo code ESPN. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
So everybody is voting now for the Mandy Awards, which are coming up in June. And Bergman, the voting page is open, right?
It is now open, and you can vote early. You can vote often. You can have as many votes as you want. Like.
Yeah, yes. I've got some Russian bots that are voting for me.
Good. It's going to be all for you on the host of the year and nothing for the show of the year, right?
No, everything for show of the year.
Good.
My priority is show of the year. That's because I'm all about team.
Of course.
Since when?
Yeah. Team. We're all a big team.
That's what we
Brian,
think
Brian, aren't we a big team?
Oh, yeah, baby. This reminds me of that scene in The Untouchables where Al Capone saying, team, and then whacks everybody in the head with a baseball bat.
Give me my Host of the Year award. So go to ESPNLA.com.
Right there. You're ready to go.
Go to ESPNLA.com and click on the Mandy's 3 voting page logo. It's presented by the law offices of Joseph S. Normand, injury attorneys you can trust. 213-747-2000. Vote now at ESPNLA.com.
There you go. Voting is underway. By the way, is that not a flaw in our voting that you can vote as many times as you want? Like last year, you were limited on the number of times.
Correct.
Now it's stuff the ballot box?
Yes, stuff them. Stuff the ballot box. Okay. We want all the votes.
Let's go.
I want votes or something. I want an award. I've never gotten one.
Yeah, Bergman's never won an award.
I'm all in on most hated.
You can have one of mine.
You're up for most hated.
That doesn't say Greg Bergman on it.
Bergman, you're up for most hated.
Well, you just cross it out and write your name in there.
that's no fun.
Well, take a piece of tape.
You're such a jerk.
And write your name on top of it.
That's so mean.
What's that mean? It's nice.
That's hilarious.
So I had a social media post that went out earlier this week about a movie that I saw, and underneath it, the first comment is F Greg. It's like, see Challengers, great movie, really fun. Comment F Greg. You could definitely win most hated.
Good. I would love to.
You just want
to
win something, right?
Yeah, just something.
Just something.
Anything.
I'm not winning producer of the year because I'm actually not really a producer anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's for sure.
I haven't been for the last like 3 years.
Wait, so you're not actually producing when you're standing there?
Yeah, I'm just kind of here. I mean, somewhat, yes and no.
Well, Lindsay always wins producer of the year, does she not?
Yeah. She does. She's one of the first two. You can vote for her, but.
But.
You can vote for Laura.
Laura's on the ballot.
Your girl is really campaigning nominating for Producer of the Year and Associate, because I was half of last year Associate for Sedano and Cap. So
you want both?
I'm both.
Wow.
I want both.
Yeah.
And then out there, they're saying that I cannot possibly win Best Smile, even though I think DeAndre has
See,
that
I think
one.
You're going to win Best Smile.
Thank you, Maite. Thank you.
Maite says vote for Lara.
Yeah, do it again.
Wow. Vote for Lara.
Oh, wow. There's Maite.
Maite a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's talking up a storm now.
All right, so LeBron James went on to his podcast with J.J. Redick, and he talked about the series with Denver, among other things. I'm going to play a clip from that. Here's LeBron.
Where am I emotionally right now? I don't know, to be honest. I have no idea where I am emotionally right now. You know, obviously, you know, going against the defending champions in the first round is always going to be a difficult challenge. We knew that coming into it. But we had so many opportunities, man, you know, and to lose in five, two of them being game winners by, you know, Jamal, you know, his greatness. You know, but we had so many opportunities, obviously being up, you know, 20, you know, in game two, and they're building and losing that game. And, having so many opportunities in other games, you just feel like if one play here, one play there, you know, could have made a hell of a difference. But, you know, when you're playing against a team like that, you have zero room for error. And I believe we made too many errors in some of the games. Like, I mean, I've seen some crazy ass stat about like the minutes that we were leading in the series compared to losing in the series. But we both know that's a little bit of fool's gold, because most playoff games come down to one or two, three or four possessions, you know, and if you're not able to capitalize off those possessions or make plays during those possessions, then that's how you lose games. So
there's LeBron. And my first thought was, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. But obviously he feels as though, and it's not unfair, The minutes disparity, the amount of time that the Lakers led versus the amount of time Denver led, tells a story, but it doesn't explain why the Lakers failed to finish games and have failed to finish games against Denver in the last couple of years.
Well, and maybe that's why they're making a coaching change. You never know. But one thing I agreed with what LeBron said in the beginning, where am I emotionally? I'm not sure. I feel that way a lot.
Like, do you?
Yeah. Like, I don't.
Like, how are you feeling emotionally right now?
Good.
Are you?
Yeah, but the I don't know how I feel about the way the Lakers season ended. And I think that's what he's talking about. I think that when they won the in-season tournament, I really thought they were going to have a playoff run.
Yep.
And so what happened between the in-season tournament and the first round loss against Denver? Why weren't they better? That's the question that I'm having trouble answering. Why do you think they
weren't
better?
Well, after the IST,
they were rolling people in that thing.
Right. But after the IST, they went into the tank.
Right.
For a number of weeks. I probably
I think
over
like
a month.
3-11 over their next 14 games.
And then they did find their groove after that and finished really strong.
Yeah, they won 12 of their last 16.
I just think it's funny. I saw Michael Malone the other night say that he was outcoached.
Mm-hmm.
Darvinham was outcoached. He was outcoached in terms of adjustment, in terms of using the talent that he's got. I just feel like, and I also think the number of times that LeBron rolled his eyes at Darvin, the number of, you know, when Anthony Davis said, we don't know what we're doing out there. I mean, these kinds of things are all very, very telling. I think it was to a great degree. I mean, the supporting cast didn't show up in a huge way in the series. There was really no bench. But I would argue that that Darvin Ham is the reason why they're not where they should be.
Well, obviously, that's how they felt.
Yes.
Because they fired him. But let's see who they bring in. And again, I don't think it's going to happen anytime this week. I think they're going to take some time with this.
Oh, I got a bunch of stuff on that, too.
All right,
bunch
good.
Of coaching stuff,
good.
Searching, all that kind
Can
of
I
business.
Can I ask you a question about that audio? Why did it sound like he was in a bathroom? He's worth $1 billion.
I think he was probably on Zoom.
Yeah, but he's worth $1 billion. You can't get better audio? What are we doing here?
Wait.
That was terrible.
Wait a minute.
That was terrible.
We're complaining about how somebody's audio sounds.
We
barely have three microphones at work.
We do
have
place. Like
Yesterday, Travis had to whack that microphone like 10 times just to get the show done. Hey, Pot, meet Kettle.
Am I worth $1 billion? I don't think so. He is worth $1 billion.
But the company's worth a lot of money.
The company is.
Yeah, but either way, he can get some good audio quality. Come on.
So could we.
Don't put it out there. Yeah. We do. We are crystal clear.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
On the app.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Crystal clear.
Send the engineer in here. Oh, I forgot. We don't have one.
Well, yeah. That has nothing to do with it.
Well, that's what you're complaining about LeBron.
It's three people. It's LeBron, JJ, and an engineer. Get somebody that knows how to make audio work.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, seriously.
Attacking the not the content, but the style.
I think Greg needs business. To learn the glass houses parable.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, are you coming across crystal clear?
Yeah, but Mason,
that could go
in any minute.
But it's working now.
It is working at this moment. Yes, it is.
Yep. And we would switch it out so that it does work out. Don't make it worse.
it's working now.
Remember, Ryan had to slap that mic.
For two weeks,
he had to smack it. Yeah. All right, we're going to spin the wheel of questions coming back next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, iSpot Active. I used iSpot Active today. It's wearable cryotherapy. So if you're like me and you used to go to a cryo place all the time and you drop $75 to $100 every time you go in there, there's a better, smarter way to ice, and you can do it with iSpot Active. Go to this website, iSpotActive.com, I-C-E-B-O-D, Active.com. You'll see a testimonial there from James Worthy, who's one of the owners of the company. There's one from a doctor. It'll answer any questions you have. Here's what you need to know. It's compression wear, compression shirts and pants with slots inside the compression wear where you slide in ice cold gel packs. I leave this stuff on for 20 minutes, and if I was sore when I put it on, I'm not when I take it off. It's that simple. And here's the best part. 100% money back guarantee if you don't like it. And they have free shipping. So you got nothing to lose. Everybody I know who I've turned on to this swears by iSpot Active. Go to that website today and check it out. If you're sore from playing pickleball, tennis, soccer, basketball, football, from your job, whatever it is, this will make you feel better. iSpot Active, iSpotActive.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let me Laura go get, stepped out.
You want me to go get her?
I got one.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
It's not your fault. She walked out right before Reel of Questions.
It is my fault. I asked her to help me out with something.
Okay, so here's the question. I sent this to you guys today earlier, and I'm curious what the answer is. It was a story about a fundraiser where you would pay a certain amount of money to take a picture with the candidate.
Which is pretty common.
Very common.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's also something that's common at memorabilia shows.
Correct.
Like James Worthy's going to sign autographs. If you want your picture with him and you pay $100, you can take a picture
with him.
There's
a great picture of my dad with Willie Mays.
Gotcha. So this is where I want to go.
Yeah.
Is there anyone alive today that you would pay money to get your picture taken with? And if so, how much would you pay and who is it? Because the answer for me is no and no. I would not pay money to have my picture taken with somebody. Greg, would you?
I would not only wouldn't pay someone now, I would never pay someone that was dead as well.
You wouldn't pay for a picture with a dead person?
No matter what,
Brian, how about you?
In my life.
I mean, I'd pay $100 to get a picture with Sandy Koufax.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, I would not.
Now, Mace, you strike me as someone who would pay multiple people to have, because you're very concerned about your brand.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, plus...
Who's at the top of the list? You can take a picture with any living human. Who do you want? And assume anyone will say yes.
Any living human.
Yeah.
I think I know.
Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
I know that goes viral. I know that's a gigantic deal.
How much would you be willing to pay?
Is it for like a foundation or is it for
it's
a
for
fundraiser?
Your personal use.
$100? Most of these, like the story you sent was like, make a donation to a political candidate and you get your picture with the political candidate,
correct.
Right?
So and the candidate said,
If you didn't get a picture, you didn't spend enough money.
Right.
And I'm like, well, you're lucky. You're not talking to me because I wouldn't have given you 10 cents.
Right.
I don't even if I'm voting
but
for
you. But
have
you ever made a donation to a political candidate?
Long time ago, I think I did. Yeah, I haven't did recently.
You? Dukakis?
Dukakis. Yeah, he loved Dukakis in the tank with the with the helmet.
You know
it
who was
so cool?
I'm not even embarrassed to say it. It was the 2016 election.
Okay.
And I was supporting John Kasich, and I gave him some money. Yeah. He lost. He didn't even make it to Tuesday.
No, he didn't make it to
but
Super
remember,
Tuesday.
Do you remember that was the Trump-Hillary election? I didn't like either one of the candidates. Yeah. And I go, I need somebody else. Yeah. So I went there.
At least this year we got two candidates we love.
So moving on.
No, but so Brian, you'd pay $100 for Sandy Koufax. You'd pay $100 for Kim. I can think of probably 10 people you'd pay for.
Oh, there are lots of people.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I would love a picture with the Pope. My Aunt Francie's got a picture with the Pope. It was JP2. No, it was JP1. Who was only
that
there.
That guy wasn't around very
he
long.
He was around very briefly, and
she could probably sell that one.
That's a collector's item. JP1. The urban legend is that they did JP1 in.
Right.
Because he was only there for like 3 months, and then all of a sudden there's JP2. By the way, JP2 gets way too much press in Rome. Have you been to Rome?
Yes.
There are, now it's been years since JP2, but there are still.
He's like the people's pope,
there
though.
Are still pictures of him everywhere. Yeah. It's like JP2 runs the town.
Yeah. He's
how dare he?
He's basically like Dick Vitale. He's got pictures with everybody.
Nobody's got a picture with Pope Benedict.
Yeah.
That he was really a sourpuss.
But Greg, I'm with you.
Like
the
Pope
idea
Benedict.
Of spending money for me to take a picture with another person is a disconnect for me. I don't get it.
Even if it's a donation. Because nobody, like Kim Kardashian doesn't want my $100.
Sure she does.
But no, I don't think.
She deals in the hundreds
of thousands.
What I know about Kim, she would do it for free.
I know. I didn't have the I was in the press room with her, and I thought about it, and she was very nice to everybody, and then I thought, no, I don't want to be that.
I've had two or three interactions with her. She could not have been nicer, and I've got friends who are friends with her and say that she wouldn't charge her for that.
Plus, Kanye was right next to her, and I'm like, that guy's crazy. I'm not going to have a picture of her. I don't know what I'm going to get from that guy.
Yeah, you might get jumped.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so there is your wheel of questions. All right, so I wanted to point out that Ireland... My summer shred is on.
Yep.
Yesterday was leg day.
How'd you do?
I thought I was going to pass out during squats.
Really?
I seriously thought I was going to pass.
How many
did
you do?
I did four sets of 12.
How much weight?
He's plates on. I have no idea how much weight. I just know it was a lot.
But that's a lot. That's a good workout, what you did.
Oh, it's and you know what I need? I need the Icebot Active pants. I've got the Icebot Active shirt.
Yep.
I don't have the Icebot Active pants,
Icebotactive.com. It's for you.
Where's James? James.
Worthy? We need some pants
Worthy,
over
let's
here.
Go. Want to mention real quick, Dodgers up 3-1. They are now in the bottom of the eighth inning. All the RBIs today, courtesy of Teoscar Hernandez, who had an RBI single early and a two-run homer a little bit later on. Boy, he's having a really good year. He's been great.
I think that's his 10th home run, isn't it, Greg?
Yes.
And I think the major league leaders are like at 12 or 13.
I know Shohei has 11.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's right there.
He's right there. And Gavin Stone today, great. 7 innings of one-run ball, 6 hits, and no walks. I always like to see the walks total. Yeah.
Did you notice, Greg, that stat I sent you this morning that Yamamoto opened the game with 19 straight strikes?
It was insane.
Talk about pounding the strike zone.
Did you guys see the guy from MLB Network? Is it Greg?
So good, Greg
Amsinger. Do you have it, Greg?
We have it.
All right, so Greg, MLB once a week will like have a game of the week,
right?
And they'll throw it to the local broadcast. So, this takes about a minute. But listen to what Greg Amsinger says before he throws it to Joe Davis, and then listen for what happens with Joe Davis.
Don't take this the wrong way, but we are already a no-hitter alert. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, before he throws a single pitch tonight against the Marlins, we have a no-hitter alert.
Okay.
Enjoy what could be a no-hitter from Yamamoto.
You know Jazz when your first pitch.
Right here on MLB Network for Herald. See why I'm Greg. We have a no-hitter alert. Enjoy this game live on MLB Network.
Boy, you're crazy.
In the major leagues.
So then he throws to Joe Davis, and this is Joe calling the first pitch of the game with Oral Hershiser.
Out of their last 15 after they took the first game 6-3 last night. Yamamoto comes home, and off we go. And the aggressive Marlins get a first pitch swing and a high fly ball and a home run for Jazz Chisholm on the first pitch.
No hitter.
So much for the no hitter alert.
So I'm stupid, right? So when I go to any game, I know right away when the no-hitter ends. Because in my head, I'm thinking
no-hitter
alive. Well,
Greg, last
night,
were you even in your seat when that happened? I would say most people probably weren't.
No. What were you saying, Mace? Keep going.
What was I saying? I was saying I keep track of no-hitters right away. I know. Like, I'm thinking in the first inning, up, there goes the no-hitter. Third inning, up, there goes the no-hitter. Because I've never been to a no-hitter, and it's a dream of mine to be at a no-hitter.
Yeah, I got there right as Max Muncy hit the grand slam. So I heard the grand slam. I didn't see it.
Right.
Yeah, Muncy's. By the way, Muncy's got 8 home runs, I think.
We were singing the praises of the pitch clock. One thing about the pitch clock, though, is it doesn't give you a lot of time to go do anything else.
No.
You know, like if you're late or if you go get a hot dog and you don't make it back, you're going to miss stuff, which I'm okay with.
That is the only thing that I don't like about the pitch clock is when I'm actually at the game, I can get like one beer and that's it.
The people at the game represent less than one half of 1% of the audience. It's
right.
The pitch clock was put in there for the TV audience.
Although attendance is up, and I think one of the reasons is people are like, oh, yeah, I don't have to be there for 4 hours anymore.
No, right. You're there for 2 hours.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah. All right, coming up next for you, 2 o'clock call of the day, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. We played a little LeBron earlier. Maybe you got a reaction to that, thought about Lakers head coach. I've got some notes on that coming up for you. Whatever you got. Oh, and by the way, Listener of the Year is a new category at the Mandy's this year. Frankie DeFrisch.
Wait a minute.
Frankie DeFrisch came on yesterday.
Didn't Crypto Ray win it last year?
He won.
He was the Listener of the Year. There's a Listener Choice Award. They can vote in.
You can vote in
anybody that you want.
Okay.
So Frankie, we're not giving options. It's for the listeners to decide who that is.
Correct, but that doesn't mean that people can't campaign, right?
Yes, they can absolutely campaign.
So I got a little campaign song from one of our listeners who would like to be Listener of the Year. Do you know what it is?
No, I do not.
Okay, I will play it. I will play it coming up, plus your 2 o'clock call today, 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.